the Emile Parisien Quartet, Emile Parisien, soprano saxophonist from France. Terrific new album called Let Them Cook. Last track was called TikTok, which if you listen to the rhythm background, it seemed fit quite nicely. Some great talent there, and I think that quartet is has done some spectacular work over the years. I like this album, and you're going to hear more of it, I'm sure, in the weeks to come. And it's 12:15 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays and live and streamed at CKUW.ca. Well, Linda May Han Oh is a bass player that has really is gaining all the time and has gained a tremendous amount of notoriety and airtime in the last few years. And she has a terrific new trio album out, which is a different, again, type of trio, but it works beautifully. Bass player Linda May Han Oh. Longtime colleagues, Tyshawn Sorey. She's done a lot of recording with Tyshawn Sorey on drums, and Ambrose Akinmuziri on trumpet. This is a delight. It's a great album. It's called Strange Heavens, and it has a lot of great energy and tremendous writing. Taking a few chances. This is not always just sort of smooth background stuff by any means, but it's great jazz. Here's Linda May Han Oh. I'm going to play a set of four tracks, but I think the longest one is about 3 minutes, so it's not, they're very short. From Strange Heavens. Sorry about that. My computer decided it didn't like the page it was on, so it moved to something else. I got it back. That was a very interesting set from bass player Linda Mahan Oh from her new album called Strange Heavens. And there's some really neat trio playing there with Ambrose Akinmuziri and on trumpet, and with Linda Mahan Oh playing some really neat bass player there. Now, 12:32, we're into the last half hour of our program today, but there's still some good music to come. After some debate with myself, I decided I was going to play this next set that I played once before a few months ago, this exact set. But it bears repeating. I just love it, so I'm going to play it again. Saxophonist Jon Erabagon has just returned to live in his hometown, Chicago, from New York, I think, was where he was based before. And he loves puns and plays on word. And so he called this sort of welcome back album of his Plain Speak, one word, but there's a capital S on P. So that's Plains Peak, or Plain Speak if you do it the other way around. But Plains Peak is what he's really talking about. And that means that Chicago, to him, is the peak of the plains. His quartet is really neat. Has Russ Johnson on trumpet, Clark Summers on bass, and Dana Hall on drums. And Erabagon plays alto throughout on this particular album. And the compositions and the mood cover a lot of moods, as does Chicago. And there's a distinct drift to the adventurous side. I'm going to play three tracks from it. The first one is called Someone to Someone. It's the reference. It's a reference to his family that is basically quite melodic. The tune is basically quite melodic, and then towards the end it gets a little squirrely, but it's great. The second track is called Bugging the Bug, and it's really funny. It's a musical description of a severe cicada invasion in Chicago a year or so ago. And these guys really have a good time playing around with that track. And the third one is called Mayor is My Shepherd. And it's a cheeky hymn-like reference to a Chicago liqueur called Jebson's Mayor that is described as, quote, like a baby aspirin wrapped in a grapefruit seed, bound with rubber bands, and then soaked in well gin, end quote. Now, I had never heard of this before, but after I wrote my review and played this, I got an email from a friend of mine saying, you know, I may be the only person in the world, but I love that drink. So, Jill, this one's for you, because you're the only person I know personally who's ever even drunk it, let alone like it. So that'll be the third of these three tracks. From Jon Erabagon, Plains Peak. This first one is called Someone to Someone. Thank you. That track is a tribute to apparently a very unusual Chicago liqueur. I won't say it sounds like they were testing that, but that's neither here nor there. That was Yanni Rabagon's quartet and his tribute to his hometown and a great album called Plains Peak. All one words, but the P of Peak is capitalized. Little play on words there. Well, we're just about finished with our show today. I'm going to take us out with a little bit of a duet album with pianist Sylvie Courvoisier and Mary Halverson on guitar. The album's called Bone Bells, which is a reference to a phrase from a Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Argentine-American author Herman Diaz. These two women really play wonderfully together, both extremely talented, and their collective improvisation is just great. I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm going to let them play us out, if you will. My name's Keith Black, and as always, I am very pleased to have been able to share my music with you for the last few hours. And all being well, I'll be back to do it again next week. I hope you can tune in then, too. Thanks for tuning in today. Look after yourselves for the next week. It looks going to be a little rainy for the next couple of days, so take care. See you next time. Thanks for tuning in today. Here's pianist Sylvie Courvoisier and Mary Halverson. See you next time. Thank you.